This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we're going to be talking about a neat thing that's going to be coming up for the summer for the kids, not only for the kids, but maybe some of the parents, too. This is the ProMedica Adrian Eby Neighborhood Promise to offer summer literacy camps for youth. And I'm so happy to have back on the program with me once again Lynn Punnett, who is the manager of Community Resilience, and D'Angelo Boone, coordinator of education and programming. Lynn's good to have you back once again.
Thank you. I feel at home.
Yeah, well, good. I hope so. And D'Angelo, it's good to have you back as well, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dale.
Thanks Appreciate for coming. It. Well, you know, it's kind of talk about the kind of the basics here about the program. Where is it going to be held, D'Angelo, and days and times?
Yep. So the literacy pop-up will be held at the Eby Center located at Comstock, which is 801 East Maumee, Adrian, Michigan. And it will take place for several weeks. So it'll start June 16th, and it'll run through July 14th, every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. And with that, do they have to sign up or register or anything like that, D'Angelo?
No, you don't have to sign up or register. You can walk in. We accept walk-ins for this program and welcome it as well.
Okay. Now, this is going to be ages for
ages,
what range?
I believe it's ages right before kindergarten. Up through fifth grade. However, we do get kids in that's a little bit further than fifth grade, mm-hmm. and they have just as much fun in the different stations as our younger ones.
Well, and that's the main thing, right?
Right.
Yes, you know, if you can have them have fun while learning at the same time, that's a bonus.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's kind of the trick of it, is you kind of slide the education piece in while they're enjoying themselves.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Lynn, why do you have a summer literacy camp for youth?
Well, you probably have heard the phrase brain drain.
Sure.
We want to minimize, in partnership with the Lenawee Intermediate School District, so this is an LISD program, we want to support their effort to minimize learning loss that happens in the summer when kids are out of school. And so the lit pop-ups, as they're called, reinforces reading and writing skills through crafts and other projects in the summer. But that's the goal, is just to keep kids engaged reading and writing and practicing so they don't lose as much learning.
Okay. So how does this work? How does this the program works then, Lynn?
Well, there are multiple stations.
Okay.
And so they come at 6 o'clock, and volunteer from the Adrian District Library will read a book, and there will be a theme each week. And so it's called a read aloud, is how it starts. And everyone gets together and they read the book. And there might be a keyword or two that is emphasized, or it might just be an overall theme like mechanical stuff or aeronautics or mm-hmm. whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids break up and go into different stations. And the stations are, one is called Makerspace, and that is where they do craft-type projects. Again, reinforcing whatever the theme is or the key word. And they're in those stations anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes, and then we rotate them to the other stations. The other one is a STEM station, so science, technology, engineering, and math. So it's very science related,
mm-hmm.
Reinforcing whatever the theme or the word is, and they do a really neat project that's a very popular station. And then they also move on to what we call the Tinker Station. And can I have D'Angelo talk about the Tinker Station?
Sure.
Yeah, please do.
Sure. The Tinker Station happens to be one of our most popular stations. The youth that go into that station get to use tools. We have safety precautions, of course, but they get to use tools, hand electric tools as well, and to take things apart and see how they function, see how they work, and to tinker around with different electronics, toasters, and keyboards and things. So it's really a fun activity, and kids really engage that portion of activities as well. Sometimes it's the challenge is getting them out of the Tinker Station.
It's true.
once they get involved in that. And they really enjoy it. They really enjoy it, and I think our volunteers enjoy it just as much as the kids as well.
Yep. So when they leave the tinker station, and he's not kidding, it's really difficult to get them out of there. They all want to stay in the tinker station. Yeah. They go to a writing lab. And so then they've had a read aloud, and they've had three rotations through stations learning about a theme. And they go to a writing lab, and each kid gets their own personalized journal, and they write about what they've learned that day. And, you know, kindergartners aren't at the same level of writing ability as a fifth grader.
Sure.
But we have a lot of support in the room and help them with that. And so that's just a really fun time for them to be able to express what they learned that day, and reinforces their writing skills. And
yes,
depending on time, sometimes there's enough time to do a second read aloud. There's always two books. Just depends how the day goes, how many kids, how long it takes to get them through each station. But they will each also leave with a free book to take home every week.
Nice.
And they will leave with dinner, a carry-out dinner. And some of them eat right there, and some of them take it. But thanks to partners in community like Adrian Public Schools, their cafeteria team provides meals for a few weeks, and then others as well in community provide a carry-out dinner. And that's important. Some of the kids really need the meal, to be honest, right? That's a very, and maybe that is one of the things that encourages them to come or encourages their parents to bring them. But the whole package is just a really rich time.
Is this something to where the parents could stick around while the kids are being engaged, D'Angelo?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do see parents stick around for the engagement. I think that it creates another opportunity for parents to socialize with their kids and be a part of their kids' learning. And to encourage their children while they're learning. And
yeah.
So I think that support is really, I think it's a really important support that kids get to have when they see their parents engage with them in an education setting.
And it makes it a special time for them, doesn't it, D'Angelo?
Absolutely.
I mean, between the parent and the child.
Absolutely. I've watched one parent in particular sit there, read the books with their children, help when it came to filling out different writing assignments, and move from station to station along with their child. And I think for those children, it's a different experience to have your parents right there socializing with you and supporting you at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, parents are not required to stay. We do have parents also who drop their kids off. They'll need to sign a consent form, an emergency contact information form. So that's a parent's choice.
Sure.
But they are very welcome to stay, and some do, and some take the opportunity to have an hour and a half break from their kids, right? I don't know. Go take care of other things, too.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, you know. But the thing is that this is giving the kids, I think, a great opportunity for the reading, for the tinkering, and then the writing session about that. I really do, you know, see that, as we mentioned at the start of the program, D'Angelo, of being a situation to where, yeah, these kids are learning, but they're having fun at the same time. And if you can mix the two together, that makes it a lot easier for the kids to really absorb what they're what they're happening during that night.
Absolutely. I think that the fun component and the education really gels well together. But one of the things I think I want to point out is that it gives kids the opportunity to socialize. And that social component is really important as well, because some kids may be absent of that depending on the family dynamic. And
sure.
So to come into a space where you're going to be engaging other kids and working on projects together, I mean, there's team building in those, because in our tinker stations, you'll see kids working together to disassemble different items. You'll see kids assisting other children as well when it comes to the writing stations or when it comes to art and drawing. In our writing station, we even had sessions where the kids were able to explain what their art was, and to share that with the student, with the other kids that were there, and to receive feedback, positive feedback from what they were able to share. So I think all that's really important, a really important component of this program.
And really, talk about growth, right? You know, with just this few weeks, I would imagine that there's a lot of, you know, you can see, and I'm sure the parents would be able to see it, the growth in their child during this time too, Lynn.
Yeah, the LASD staff that oversee the program, they I know they take the journals when the summer is over, and they look at week one writing for a child because it's a personalized journal. They get the same one every week. Mm-hmm. And they will look to see what kind of progress has been made in their writing ability over the 5 weeks. So there's, deep purpose in every aspect of it. And the kids might not realize that at the time.
But sure. Yeah. Yeah. D'Angelo, did you want to add something as well?
Yeah. Something for parents to keep in mind, that this program's free. The program that we have at the eByte Center in Adrian, all of our programming is free for community. So it is at no cost for parents to participate, to have their children participate. And again, we're going to be providing a meal at the end of the session. So there are those benefits to this program as well.
We mentioned about the staff helping out on this. Who do you have helping out with this, Lynn?
We have, of course, the eByte staff.
Right.
There are community volunteers. Some of those are involved in the East Adrian Community Coalition. All those people will have had background checks. It's important. The Boys and Girls Club is an amazing partner to us. They offer the programming during the day, but they also encourage their kids to come at night. And the Boys and Girls Club have staff that come and join us to support us in this. And then the foster grandparents are a significant contributor. These are foster grandparents are in the schools throughout the year, and it's really neat to see the kids come in and say, Grandma Andrea, it's so good to see you, and they're hugging each other because they know the foster grandparents from being in the school throughout the year. So they're wonderful, and they're trained. They know how to work with kids and even know some of the kids personally and what their abilities are. Those are the main adults that are present each and every week.
Now, this is not the first year you've done this, right?
It's the third year that we've done it at the eByte Center. D'Angelo and I have experience with Lit Labs, back in the day at Parrish Park when we were with Habitat for Humanity and sponsored them there.
Yeah.
And it was just such a good experience that when we both joined the ProMedica eByte team and with the encouragement of the Adrian Dominican Sisters, really wanted to bring the Lit pop-ups back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the third year that we'll be doing them at the eByte Center at Comstock.
Great. Now, do you see that you have returning kids coming back to the program, D'Angelo?
Yes, absolutely. We do see returning kids coming to their program. But what I enjoy also is that we see new kids as well. So we've got the returning kids, and they're able to build in their return to the program and to enjoy some of the activities that they participated in years previous, but also to grow in as well. But those new kids that are coming in as well, they get to have this brand new experience. And the kids that are returning can kind of help foster them in the program. So it's a benefit for the returning kids, but also a really nice benefit for the ones that's coming in for the first time.
Kind of getting close on time here. Who can come to this pop-up? Literacy pop-up for the summer. What kids?
Any kids that are going into kindergarten, targeted to fifth grade, but they can be older, as D'Angelo said. And you don't have to come every week. You can come. You can come all 5 weeks. That'd be fabulous. But maybe you can't, and you can only come a few of the weeks, and that's fine too. So, and they don't have to just be from Adrian. All Lenawee County kids would be welcome. You'd have to get the transportation there.
Sure.
But really, we just want to make sure kids know about it, parents know about it, and that they're welcome even if they can't come every week.
I think this is such a wonderful program and really an asset to the kids for the summer. D'Angelo, when and this is going to be starting in the time frame?
So this program will start June 16th. And the time is 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it will go every Tuesday until July 14th.
So every Tuesday then?
Yes, every Tuesday.
All right, very good. And, like you said, Lynn, and I'm glad you brought that up, that anybody in the county, parents, if you think that this could benefit having your child come, please bring them.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'd love to have them.
And again, it's free.
It's free, and you don't have to register. We welcome walk-ins and hope that parents will bring their kids.
Now, if they would like to find out more information or they might have missed something during our conversation, what's the best way for them to be able to get more information then?
For more information, you can contact the ProMedica Adrian eByte Neighborhood Promise at 517-264-1000. 1365, or you can email us at adrianemp@promedica.org.
Okay, and that phone number one more time, D'Angelo?
517-264-1365.
This is such a great program. I'm just really excited about this. It's great stuff.
It's great stuff, and we are grateful to the LISD for making it possible.
And again, I have to emphasize the collaboration of all the different organizations that are involved in this is just fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's great. Lynn and D'Angelo, thank you so much for being on the program and telling us more about it. And I hope we have a lot of people, and parents and children, come to the Summer Lit Pop-Up programs at the E-Byte Center there at Comstock.
So do we.
So, yeah, absolutely. Lynn Punnett, who is the manager of the Community Resilience, and D'Angelo Boone, coordinator of education and programming at the ProMedica Adrian E-Byte Neighborhood Promise, with their summer literacy camps for youth. It's just a fantastic program. Again, thanks so much.
Thanks, Gail.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.